Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I wanted to spend a few minutes talking about another major attraction, a series of attractions, that begin tomorrow here in Virginia. It's 86 years running, the Historic Garden Week here in Virginia. It's known as America's largest open house, and Karen Coffin Ellsworth is the director of Historic Garden Week in Virginia. Karen, I really appreciate you joining us. I imagine you're down to crunch time the last 24 hours before the tours begin. What's the origin of Historic Garden Week? I mean, I remember hearing about it when I was a kid, and it's like people dressed up and they went into the fancy houses that you normally couldn't see. Is it still like that today?
It's actually evolved quite a bit over 86 years, as you can imagine, but the origins are the same and the mission is the same, which is pretty incredible. It's the only statewide house and garden tour in the country, and it started very early on in the history of the Garden Club, which is almost 100 years old, back in the 20s, and they had the opportunity to help save some trees at Monticello, Thomas Jefferson's old trees at the lawn, and they raised money through a flower show. And afterwards, the members were asked to help landscape Kenmore, which was George Washington's sister's house. And, you know, after the success of the flower show, they were like, we think we can do this. And so they came up with the idea of doing a house and garden tour. And the very first Historic Garden Week was in 1929. And just like it is today, it features private homes and gardens. That's the signature of the event, that are not typically open to the public. And it is statewide, and we've been doing it for 86 years, which is pretty incredible.
It is remarkable that anything like this survives that period of time, and I can only imagine, you know, you drive down near the Country Club of Virginia, and there's some glorious old homes. I went to St. Christopher's near that area, so occasionally, when I ran cross country, I'd cut through the backyard and see the gardens. At least I had a semi-legitimate reason to see them. But the rest of the year, there's really no way that the average member of the public can see these beautiful, beautiful houses. Some of them are kept almost as landmarks, and some have been updated. How do you decide, or how do you entice these homeowners to open up their homes for the public? That's kind of a big decision to make, I would think.
It is. It really is. We expect upwards of, 26,000 people to attend Historic Garden Week, and that's statewide. So that's a heck of a gift to Virginia, and I think it really speaks to the mission and why we do Historic Garden Week. The proceeds go to restore historic public gardens. So that's a lot of people get confused, and they think it's going to be all historic homes that are open, and that's not necessarily the case. It's really because the proceeds benefit the restoration and preservation of historic public gardens in Virginia. And it's just a laundry list of, every place your kid has ever gone on a school field trip. It's, Mount Vernon, it's Monticello, it's the grounds of the Executive Mansion here in Richmond, all the way up to Winchester and down to Roanoke, roughly 50 restoration projects. The proceeds also support two fellowships annually that document gardens, and the Garden Club is getting ready to celebrate its 100th anniversary in 2020. So for the past 5 years, we've been working with the state parks, which the Garden Club has had a long, ongoing relationship with since the very, very beginning. And we've been funding grants to state parks, so 38 of those to date. And I think that that's a pretty incredible mission, and I think it resonates with our members as well as the homeowners, and they feel like they want to be part of that overall mission and goal. And I think that's the reason that they decide to participate.
Yeah. I'm loath to ask you if you have a favorite or if there's anything special that's unique or new this year in the Richmond area that might entice people to grab a ticket and come out, but can you narrow it down a little bit, or anything that's your personal favorite?
That's like asking me to tell you who my favorite child is. we have three different tours in Richmond. That is pretty special and unique in the state. The tours highlight three distinct neighborhoods. So on Wednesday, May 1st, that is also a special tour because we do it in conjunction with another organization called Historic Richmond, and that features homes in the Fan, specifically on Park Avenue. And I would say the highlights there is we have two Duncan Lee-designed homes. That's pretty incredible. And then on Thursday, the neighborhood that you were mentioning, that over by the Country Club, West Hampton, there's another Duncan Lee home. There's a Charles Gillette garden. There's a home that a couple that was instrumental in forming the Richmond Symphony and the Richmond Opera used to live in, and concerts took place. So that's pretty special. And on Friday, a completely different tour, and that's Mannequin Sabot area. And the Executive Mansion will be open, the Kent Valentine House, which is the headquarters of the Garden Club, Tuckahoe Plantation. You know, they're all very, very different. So it's just impossible to pick one. They're all really going to be fabulous.
Well, it is a grand tradition here in Virginia, and it really is an opportunity. If you are like me and you drive by and think, I wonder what that looks like on the inside, or what the backyard is like.
Absolutely, yes.
This is a real opportunity. So you can get all the details about the locations of the homes that are open across the state and specifically in the Richmond area by going to vagardenweek.org, vagardenweek.org. And Karen, tell me the price range for these tickets.
There's 31 different tours that are taking place across Virginia April 27th through May 4th, and they vary. I would say anywhere between $30 and $55. It really depends on the location and how many properties are included in the tour.
Well, it sounds very exciting, and I know it's going to be, once we get through this rain this evening, you should have a great weekend, and hopefully we'll have a beautiful week for you ahead with Historic Garden Week here in Virginia, starting Saturday all the way through May the 4th. Go to vagardenweek.org to get all the details. Karen Cawthon-Ellsworth, who's the director of Historic Garden Week in Richmond and across the state, really appreciate you getting up early to chat with us about it. Good luck.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for calling.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.